QST, 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 good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAQM repeater. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. And the purpose of the net is basically to have fun. Break for time. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, and then everyone else. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave. Pedestrian, portable, mobile.
All right, Dave. That recognizes N8, SPE. Dave, the frequencies are yours.
Hi, good evening, everybody. We just got our power back about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we had been out of power since about Friday at 5. So it's been a long pull here with the generator and everything else and dealing with all this stuff. But we finally got everything back into shape here. It turned out that somebody down the street from us, the wires... the electrical wires on the poles actually fell off the poles. I mean, they came off the insulators and fell into the guy's yard and across his chain link fence. So that was a lot of fun. It took a while for them to figure out what to do to fix the problem, I guess. So there you have it. Back to that, NASB.
Well, Dave, very lucky not to have any power outage. There were any number of trees and branches down in the upper Burns Park neighborhood, but we were spared all of that. We did have a nice fireworks display, as every... So much for that. All right. Next up, do we have any and all stations? Please call Net Control for recognition.
We have to use this set.
Charlie Tango Oscar, Don.
Okay, that recognizes WSAU Matt and ACATO John. Do we have anybody else on frequency?
Whiskey 8 XO Mike Victor.
I have WADMV, Ed, welcome to the net. With that, we'll start. We have 3 more stations, a big round here. First up is WSAU, followed by ACATO, Matt. And I would just say I can listen to your DMR net on Sundays or on Saturdays at 7 o'clock, but unless I stand on a ladder and hold my HD high above me, I can't trick the repeater. So I'm listening to you, but not able to transmit yet. Anyway, what do you have for us?
I don't know, maybe you can get an antenna with a little more gain or something. I don't know, I run it with a 50-watt rig with the antenna on the roof, but I probably don't need that much power. And from field day, I actually ran it from HD out at the airport, so I think, I'm not sure, probably just a little bit more height or a little bit more antenna gain to get you in there. You're probably pretty close to making it because the computer is at... Carpenter and like Ellsworth or somewhere around there. So, and I think Steve said something like a 35-foot or something like that. So it should be too. You should be able to probably get in there with just a little bit more. Let's see. So the storm on Friday. I was kind of out walking it because it was the severe thunderstorm warning. So it would be here at like 6:20, and it was like 5:30 there. I needed to go run get something from the store, so I figured that I could go take a little walk to the store and get back by the time by 6:20. But just as I got to the store, probably at I don't know about 4:45 or so, it started got very windy, and then started kind of sprinkling in with the wind, and it was kind of pouring rain on my way back, but. That was a storm with a whole lot of wind. So, and this it moved my satellite antenna and my TV antenna a little bit. The satellite antenna, as I actually I've got a long story about it. Let me break the time. So the satellite antenna, my DirecTV is no longer working, and I really want to go up on the roof and fix it, but everything tells me it's time to just cut it off and find a different way to get that content, because it's been something that's sort of been dying, and especially all the basic cable type stuff that's on DirecTV. It's just like reruns of stuff from 10 years ago with like one new show every once in a while. So it's been time for a long time for me to figure out something else to do anyhow. But I really just want to go up there and fix it. But I've resisted that urge, and I think I'm probably going to go with one of the streaming services to replace it. And interestingly, with the power outages, if you look at the power outage map, beyond Ann Arbor, Dave was like one of the few pockets that had power out in Ann Arbor. But if you look, like every place east of Ann Arbor that the PG services, there's just like power outages all over the place. So it seems that despite their claiming they've changed their ways and they're going to trim the trees out of the line, it seems like they did not really do that. It seems like they only did that in Ann Arbor to try and keep us from former Arrow utility. Anyhow, so we'll see you back then. Thanks for having that.
Okay, that's great, Matt. Happy to hear, and I hope you get your satellite antenna fixed. We don't have any antennas on our roof. We have a rain gauge, electronic rain gauge, which turns our sprinkler system on and off depending on how much rain there was. And when it was put in about 6-7 years ago, it was put in on the highest point of the roof, requiring like a 30-foot ladder to get to. And now, of course, they can't find a 30-foot ladder, so they came and they put a new one in lower. But it does seem to be working. Oh, well, the joys of stuff on the roof. Next up is ACATO Don, followed by W8EMV Ed. Don, what do you have for us?
Thank you, Pat. ACATO Don here. Well, let's see. So the storms come through, got on the Skywarn RC spotter net. Our power blinked out for about a minute or so, you know, just enough to need to reset some stuff, but no serious damage or harm with that. Amateur radio news. Well, U of M many years ago operated regularly the club station in the July 1st Canada Day contest. Kind of fell into hiatus with the pandemic. Thanks to WAATO and John, who talked me into it, we resumed the tradition this year. And just two of us, and we're both getting older, we didn't have the energy to pull an all-nighter, but still, we did pretty respectably. John is decent at CW, which I'm not, so we picked up a lot of multipliers, so I think we'll make a respectable showing. We'll see. That one traditionally, it's all done by volunteers. The results usually come out about the very end of November, so I'm going to hold my breath, but we'll see. That's about it for me, ACATO.
All right, John. Well, thanks for keeping the club alive for that contest. Very nice. Finally, for the first round through, we have W8EMV, Ed. Anything for us this evening, Ed?
This is Ed, WADMB. We made it through the storm just fine. We have a little power meter sensor from the folks at Ting, and it registered two brief outages of less than 2 minutes each, and two power blips where the voltage went down from 120 nominal to about 80 or 75 or 70. So just enough to trip a few Raspberry Pis, but nothing serious and no damage to appliances or anything. So, and no extended outages like Dave. So happy for that. On July 4th, the RPC crew did a siren test net. They test the 90 sirens around the county. We had, I don't have an exact count, somewhere between 15 and 20 people out on the road checking sirens. There were a couple in Dexter that didn't fire up, so the county has some work to do to test those out, but it was a successful test, and just glad to have that break for time. And then finally on field day aftermath, we were happy to see a news report in MLive from the reporter who had come out not knowing too much about field day, but too willing to learn, and some nice pictures of kids working on projects and operators doing CW. So hopefully next year we'll keep up the tradition of getting media coverage. I'm hoping for either radio or TV next time, so I think it would be a good, I think it'd be a good radio story in field day. Anyway, with that, back to Net. This is WADMV.
Well, thank you, Ed, for that update. Regarding King, my insurance company sent me a King free of charge, so we hooked it up, and we occasionally see things, but nothing really bad. We haven't had any voltage dropouts or things, but it certainly lets us know when there's a power failure, which hasn't been a real problem recently. Anyway, with that, we've been through everybody the first time, so let me see if there are any new stations or rechecks. Any new stations or rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4GSR now. Silence. So with that, we'll wrap up the Net. Thanks to the four of you for checking in. Total of five stations on frequency. And we hope we have many more next weekend, same time, same frequency. This is WA4DSR, clear.
WSAU, NASBE, Matt, are you still around?
WSAU.
Tell you, we just got off of the DirecTV dish business, what we do is... we instead signed up for their DirecTV app, their streaming app, and with the same set of channels we had working before the choice was the setup, and it was costing us like $176 a month, and I think they were just about raising it to like $180-something, and by taking that same set of channels and streaming with it, it's costing us $64.95 a month. And so we're just getting rid of the DVRs and the dish. Our DVRs were 20 years old. They don't even want us to return them.
I figured out a while ago that there are numerous other ways to do it that are cheaper. I just hadn't quite got around to doing it yet, which is the reason. It's really the reason it's time to... I'm looking at Hulu, and I think it has more or less the same channel on it. DirecTV doesn't have, like I guess I can get like some things like Paramount and stuff like that, and Disney bundled in there, and I'm not paying like about the if I put all of that together, I'm paying about the same amount, and I can get rid of some stuff that I'm not really using and pay less. So. I think that's probably what I'm going to do. It just after running the thing for like 20 some years, it's and keeping the DVR running for I don't know. I think it was a little under 20 years, but I've actually I've replaced drives in it and I put bigger drives in it, so it's about five times the size of the original storage, and it's just patching the thing up and keeping it working. Oh, and I had to recap the thing because it had a apparently was like a filter cap in the processor that was causing a bunch of noise in the output. Of course, it's all SP too, which also is going to be way more compressed than the SP over the satellite, but one was having a little bit of trouble pulling the trigger, and he was having a little bit of trouble deciding what to replace with it. But I'm not necessarily like DirecTV as a company, too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's an NASBE. Well, the thing is that their bundles from DirecTV all come with ads. And I don't like ads on streaming services because there's no way you can skip them. that kind of annoys me. So we've actually got a bundle of Disney, Hulu, and HBO Max, all without ads. That's just a separate service that we sign up for. And then we've also signed up for Paramount Plus. And of course, my wife has Amazon Prime, so we get the Prime video. And let's see, what else? I'm trying to think what else that we're signed up for. But Peacock, which gets us our NBC stuff. So there you have it. It's kind of a mixture on our end. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking. That was kind of what I was trying to avoid was, signing up for everything. I was trying to figure out if there's some way I can sign up for just one or two things that kind of covers what I already have. And it looks like probably Hulu TV, which is their like streaming TV service, which is not which has Hulu, but also has live feeds of stuff, and adding and that comes with, you can get Disney Plus with that for like a small upcharge, and then you can add the one that's bundled with Showtime, Paramount Plus, I think adds like one other last thing in there. I think it's doable, and I think it still costs like about $50 less than the DirecTV with the off the satellite. But I also have a DVR that records off-air stuff, a separate DVR. So that if I keep that running, then I don't really have to worry about the off-air TV stuff. It was just kind of a sudden having to figure out sort of thing because it just suddenly stopped working Friday night.
Yeah, so it turns out we don't have an off-the-air antenna. If we did, I would probably try some other things, get a TiVo with the, that works with off-the-air antenna and use that for a DVR. This app service that DirecTV has, it has cloud so you can record, they say, up to 1,000 shows and keep them in the cloud. And sounds like a pretty good deal, I guess, one way or the other. Now, that $64 or whatever it is only good for the first month, and then it goes up $10 a month for the next 2 months. Then it goes up, I think, another $10 or $15 after that. So by the time you get done, you're looking at close to about $100 a month, but they guarantee that for the next 2 years, without raising the price. So,
I hope you didn't say absolutely that you're fading out a little bit then, but I don't know that I want to store stuff anymore. I was kind of, even if you're storing it remotely, you're going to run out of their hard drive space or trying to manage my local hard drive space. I think they might have most of the stuff streaming that I'd want to watch again anyhow, so I think that's the right choice. I just need to finally pull the trigger and do it. And I figured, the DVR I have is actually just a Linux box running MIPS TV that it just pulls out there. It's not tied to TiVo or anything, but there might be some better ones out there. But anyhow, I'm gonna say 73 since you're kind of staying out there. And thanks for the information. I'll give it back to you. NASB, this is WFAU.
Okay, WSAU and ASBE. Well, I was interested in the DirecTV stuff because the CW on there, we could record that, and then we could play back shows off of the CW and skip the commercials, which was nice, using our dish DVR. And then my wife has been recording Hallmark movies. She likes to watch the Hallmark movies, and she likes to watch things like Morning Joe on MS Now, and she records those. So So we're kind of moving her over to this app so she can record and play back off of the app instead. And we're just getting the boxes are just they're going to get recycled. And I guess we'll take the dish off the roof and whatnot. The guy that came was going to essentially move us to their new genie. The problem was that he said that the dish and all of the wiring and everything that we had, absolutely none of it would work with it. They would all have to be ripped out and replaced in order for the genie to work. And I went, okay. I said I'm not going to do that. Let's just get rid of the dish entirely, and we'll just go we'll go with the streaming service. So that's how that went. All right, 73 to you. I'm going to move over to the 1-5 machine for the Skywarn net. This is NAFBE.
I was going to say, I've got the off-air DVR, so that solves that problem. But anyhow, 73, 78, you, US West.